Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com, and you can enjoy all the features that we have on our site totally free, unlike a lot of talk show websites, which are not so free. So please feel free to take control of the airwaves here, 855-450-FREE. We are in an unusual location. Normally, if you're looking on our webcam, for instance, you're not seeing us tonight. That's because we're currently at a birthday party. That's right.
We'll
do birthday parties.
Well, I don't know that. I suppose if you pay enough money, we will do birthday parties.
Yes.
But this is pretty rare circumstance.
No, this is rare in a few different ways, actually, because we are doing our first remote that is on the internet, in that normally we use this old kind of technology that has been in the broadcast business for decades to connect to our network in Minnesota. And tonight we're actually connecting over IP addresses. We're connecting over the public internet, and that could result in some dropouts just because that's how the public internet tends to be. So it's kind of an experimental show here tonight for the live Saturday edition, where, of course, we take your phone calls, as we always do, about whatever's on your mind. But we're going to start things out with a special guest, because we're at a birthday party, and that means there's a bunch of cool people who are here, and we're in New Hampshire. So
not a small one, particularly, either.
A couple dozen people, probably. So it's a lot of people connected with the Free State Project that are attending here tonight, and we have encountered the organizer of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, or one of the team of organizers. Mike Vine is with us here tonight. Hey, Mike.
Hey there, Ian. How you doing?
Good, man. Well, I actually saw you earlier today. It's been an activist day. I've been all over the state. We had a Freedom Expo in the Seacoast, so I drove 2 hours over there, and then 2 hours up here. It's going to be 2 hours back to Keene. I'll be in the car 6 hours today. But it was great to see you there. It was a decent turnout for what I was considering. I didn't know what to expect, and I was glad to see that. But Porkfest, I want to talk about turnouts. You told me today it's on track for over 1,000 people, maybe even 1,500.
That was our target number when we started, and with the early registrations, we're thinking that we're on a good pace to possibly hit it and even exceed it.
Now, I heard of...
We don't have a firm number. I would guess about 1,100 to 1,200, and we're our early registrations are exceeding that, and there's a lot of excitement. This is the 10th anniversary of this festival, which started off as a really humble gathering in the woods, where some of the people who wanted the Free State Project to end up in New Hampshire invited people up to come see what New Hampshire was like.
Did it actually start before New Hampshire was chosen?
It started before the selection. It was called Escape to New Hampshire.
That's right. Before the Porcupine Freedom Festival had a name, a different name than the first.
That's interesting. I didn't even know that, and I've been closely paying attention to the Free State Project for a long time. But let's stop for a moment, reverse, for listeners maybe just tuning in for the first time tonight. What is the Free State Project, and what is the Porcupine Freedom Festival?
Sure. The Free State Project is an effort to get 20,000 liberty activists to move to New Hampshire toward the creation of a society where the maximum role of government is the protection of life, liberty, and property. Now, the Porcupine Freedom Festival is the flagship annual festival or event of the Free State Project. We have two annual events, the Liberty Forum in the winter, usually in February, and the Porcupine Freedom Festival in June, which is shortened to Porkfest. A lot of people think it has something to do with bacon.
And which, of course, will be on hand.
Well, there will be bacon, but that's not really the theme. It's just short for porcupine. And
right.
That's our mascot here at the Free State Project, which is an animal that generally will mind its own business, but if you try to mess with it, then you might get some quills.
So it's a camping event that has been growing for a long time. There's some motel space, but that tends to sell out pretty fast. So for the most part, people are camping or pulling in RVs. There's Agora Alley, which is this huge free market shopping bazaar thing with all kinds of products and services, food, fresh food being offered, things like that. I mean, it's hard to encapsulate Porkfest in any short period of time. We were broadcasting all week long from Porkfest, as we do every single year, and you know, we can only touch on so many things that are happening, even over a whole week of live broadcast. There's that much going on.
It's a lot of different things, and we do that on purpose. It's really meant for some people it's Woodstock, for some people it's a family camping vacation, for some
people. It's true. Sometimes those two worlds clash a little bit, like you know, maybe a topless lady walking somewhere in the park. I know that's happened at least once, but not too often.
We do our best to have a general atmosphere of safety and comfort. You know, it's somewhere that you should feel safe bringing your family.
That lady must have felt safe.
Yes. She definitely did. And you know, we have security. It's not an aggressive. People imagine sort of a bacchanalia, you know, big something like Burning Man. We're not quite that. There is that, though. There are dance parties.
I think that the attendance is tracking for Burning Man, though. The numbers are similar.
Like as far as the early days of Burning Man?
Right. Burning Man, once you found out about Burning Man, whoever's listening to me, Burning Man was over.
Right.
Like Burning Man had jumped the shark whenever you had heard about Burning Man.
So the difference is, you know, Burning Man, they have their own agenda. A lot of them are anti-property. Nice thing about people of our persuasion, libertarians, is generally they do respect other people's boundaries as part of our philosophy. So we can all go and have fun, and people have their fun in their different ways. And there's a lot of programming for young people. There's programming for people who shoot. There's a big gay dance party. There's DIY classes, canning, gardening. There's people who decorate their tents. There's people who vend. And everyone gets their own slice, and they all bring something to it. So it's a really nice mix.
Yeah, there's a lot of things about sort of self-sufficiency there, and a lot of things about, you know, shooting, and there's a lot of things sort of about free market economics.
It's actually, we like to think of it as a microcosm of what we imagine a free society to be. A lot of respectful people, they may choose to be armed, they may choose to be topless. We tend to ask them to keep the nudity to a place where...
Hey, that's not nudity.
Fair enough.
I've never seen any full frontals at Porkfest.
No. People generally behave themselves, but everyone's there to have a really good time, and people are passionate about the ideas of liberty.
That much is true. That's certainly the one thing that ties everybody at the Porcupine Freedom Festival together. You know, you were talking about some of the events that were happening at Porkfest, and I got to meet the Black Powder guy today. There's going to be an event which costs $500 to attend. Now, Porkfest is not an expensive event to attend. What's it cost to get into Porkfest?
Pre-register is $50 for the whole week. So you get a week of programming, $50
right
flat
now,
rate.
Until when?
That's until June 1st, and then the web registration shuts down. You can do that right now at porkfest.com. That's
right.
Pork with a C, porcfest.com.
So $50 gets you in for the whole week.
$50 for the whole week. It's really a steal. And then at the door, it'll go up to $75.
Now, so I brought that up just to compare to the $500 Black Powder build your own rifle. What is this thing? What is going on?
This is a Free State early mover. Now, the Free State Project selected New Hampshire, and it's been several years, and some people have decided to move, even though we haven't hit the target 20,000
sure.
mark.
That's why
we're all here right now and enjoying each other's company. An early mover, Chris Suprock, he's a mechanical engineer. He's actually going to bring the parts that people who sign up for this class and pay ahead of time, $500, will assemble and take home a fully functional muzzle-loading Black Powder rifle from Porkfest. We haven't done anything like it before, but he said he wanted to do it, and we said, sure, I trust him.
One thing to go to the class and build it. People are going to have to drive through New York, right?
It's not a firearm.
Oh, really?
Nope.
In any state?
As I understand that, unless it... I'm a lawyer.
I cannot give legal advice.
But okay. As I understand this, that no black powder weapon is considered a firearm.
The black powder does, in a lot of the statutes, does get around a lot of firearm regulations. So
you get to build your own gun. if you want.
And we're going to have several shoots.
You build your own device. The law decides whether or not it's a gun.
All right. Can you stick around? Because there's a little bit more
that
I need to talk about. 855-453. Maybe you've got a question about the Porcupine Freedom Festival. You've certainly heard us talk a lot about it over the years. And you can also bring up anything that you like. It's a live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know an emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com. Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I'm here to give you a personal invitation to my presentation, April 29th, Bethel College, Odom Lecture Hall, Room 101, Bethel Court, McKenzie, Tennessee. And I'm going to show you things that's going to save your life. I'm going to show you things that will help you avoid going to doctors for 60 years. Won't that make the medical system humble? 7 p.m., Monday night, April 29th, Bethel College, Odom Lecture Hall, Room 101, Bethel Court, McKenzie, Tennessee. It's free. Tell them Dr. Wallach sent you.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and we are joining you tonight from an undisclosed location in the Notches of New Hampshire. We're at our PR lady's birthday party, and she's really great to us, does a lot of work for basically nothing.
and we got a really great new piece of equipment, and we sort of wanted to test it out. So we get to go to her birthday party and test out our new
and broadcast live. Yeah, because we're getting ready to go to Bitcoin 2013, which we'll tell you about later on. But first,
did you know that more houses are bought and sold during the springtime than any other season? When you're buying a house or selling a house, you're going to have to probably buy another house. You're going to need a mortgage in all those circumstances. MortgageMinuteGuide.com has the name in national mortgages. Give them a call. It's MortgageMinuteGuide.com. I'm going to give you the telephone number here in just a minute. But Roger Schlesinger and his group of experts can help you, even if you're just looking for a second opinion. If you're going to get a mortgage, you deserve another quote. 866-288-0088.
We're here with Mike Vine. He is one of the organizers for the 2013 edition of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's coming up. I don't know if we've even mentioned the dates. The 17th of June through the 24th.
23rd, yep.
Excuse me, 23rd. Okay, yep. So 17th through the 23rd.
Of June this year, yep.
And it's happening very soon. So this is going to come up on you fast. You should go to porkfest.com to learn more. PORCFEST.com. So much is happening. And people have some questions, so let's go to the phones and see what you think or what you've got to say to Mike Vine with the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Michael is on the line in Virginia Beach, Virginia, listening to WNIS. Hey, Michael. Do we have Michael? I don't know if he's being piped into to our feed. If he's there, I can't hear him. So I'm tell you what, I'm going to put Michael on hold. We are on remote location, so sometimes... Oh, wait. Nope, I'm not putting him on hold. It sounds like he's there. Michael?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
We have you now. Go ahead, sir.
Okay. I'd like to have a comparison between people like you who organize the Porcupine Festival and the way this great city of Virginia Beach, recognized by Bloomberg News as the eighth best-run city in America, another great publication a few years ago rated it number one, the best run city in America. I'd like to know, in a situation as you are in right now, after this bombing in the Marathon, you're holding a major festival. This is a city of festivals. We hold them here a lot. We're having a marathon coming up on Memorial Day, and I wonder if you were in charge of the police force in a major city like Virginia Beach, 434 or 35,000 people, if you heard Stephen Emerson, as he said on the day after the Boston...
This is the most rambling
Who's Stephen Emerson?
That, I'm sorry, Michael, I thought you were calling about Porkfest, and you kind of like wrapped that into a question about Virginia Beach and a marathon. Can you try to wrap the question up?
Yeah, well, I'm wondering how you would handle things differently if you heard a terrorism expert like Stephen Emerson say that there are going to be more marathon bombings. What would you do to alert and prepare your citizenry to defend against that kind of danger?
You know, I think I can venture an answer to this. It's a little tangential to our festival, but you know, we have a different mentality, and I think Porkfest is about celebrating liberty, personal responsibility. We certainly do have a security detail. It's a festival with lots of people, and there are incidents that arise, but we don't view our attendees as our subjects. You know, we don't even think of it as something that you know, that we're throwing for them. People participate. It's a participatory event. If it were just me and my wife and the other organizers, it wouldn't be very much fun. It's what everyone brings to it. So, liberty has certain risks, but we're not going to cower in fear. And
Porkfest has been going on for a decade. This is the 10th one coming up here.
10 years, and we really haven't had any notable incidents, security incidents. There have been people.
This has got to be one of the safest places in the country, if not the world, because this is New Hampshire, number one, and so most people have the right to carry whatever kind of personal defense item they feel comfortable with
and
carrying.
And they do.
And they certainly can do that at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. I remember seeing a guy with a sword strapped to his back on more than one occasion. So thank you, Michael, for the call there, as disjointed as it appeared. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I mean, if you're anywhere at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, it would be interesting. We're never going to be able to do this because people who conceal carry, you know, they don't typically want you to know. That's why they're concealing it. There are people who do open carry at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. But I would guess if you're in any given location at Porkfest, there are probably several guns within the immediate vicinity to where you're standing. I'm just going to venture that as a guess.
That's right. And, we have support. We have a group called Free Aid that comes to all of our events. They're wonderful people, and they not only provide training in first aid, but they are on call throughout the event to make sure that, you know, we've had an allergic reaction or two, those kinds of things.
There was a really drunk guy one year that I helped kind of take care of.
There was a drunk fellow, and you know, but we've been able to handle these situations.
There's more than 1,000 people at these events.
Yeah,
to say somebody needed an EpiPen and another person drank too much,
right.
And we're talking about an event that went on over the course of 10 years.
Yeah.
It's fascinating that all these people get together.
It's amazing
with
that
all these
yes.
alternative lifestyles, and these are the problems that we talk about after 10 years.
It's the statistics would be astounding if we were compared to any. Even a town of equivalent population, you know, you have these people, everyone's there because they know why they're there, because they care about these ideas and they care about activism, and they're there to have a good time. And if anyone's trying to ruin that, and then everyone else is out to get them.
You'll face their wrath.
That's right.
So it's going to be great. I'm looking forward to it. The Porcupine Freedom Festival, you want to be there June 17th through the 23rd.
Yep.
Porkfest.com, PORCFEST.com. Mike Vine, we pulled you away from a rollicking good party, so we're going to let you get back to that, but I'm sure we're going to have you on again pre-Porkfest. Speaking there, I understand that Dr. Mary Ruart, one of my favorite authors.
David Friedman, the son of Milton Friedman. I'm excited. I'm thrilled that
this is an all-star speaking lineup.
If you're interested in these ideas, if you're interested in liberty, make the time to come up. You won't regret it.
Even if it's just for a weekend, you don't have to stay the whole week.
As many days as you want. It's a great time. I highly recommend it. Thank you, Ian and Mark, for having me.
Thanks for being here, man. I appreciate it. And so enjoy the remainder of the party. We'll be down here broadcasting live throughout, and it is the live Saturday edition of the show. Let's continue here. We'll take your calls about anything. Kyle is on the line in Wisconsin. Kyle, you're listening to the Mike 92.1 WXXM.
Hey, I was just wondering what you guys thought about the announcement, or kind of official announcement, I guess, might be a better way of putting it, of Litecoin and Namecoin being added to Mt. Gox.
Stand by. We can come back here in a moment and talk about what that means, because some people are listening to that saying, what?
Litecoin.
Litecoin? Mt. Gox? Namecoin? So some explanation is required. More coming up. You can take control here at Free Talk Live.
Thomas Jefferson once said, when the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The coming financial collapse is real. The subsequent social unrest will happen. Even if you made it out of suburbia alive, where would you take your family? Act now to secure your survival retreat in the American Redoubt with the experts at SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. The American Redoubt is the designated safe haven for all liberty-minded patriots relocating to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Get eyes, ears, and boots on the ground. Get professional, confidential, discreet advice. Get SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. Call 208-627-2855. Save time, money, and stress while you secure your ultimate survival retreat property now, before it's too late. Water, energy, food, defense. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We are doing the live Saturday edition of the program. However, we're not in our normal Keene, New Hampshire, LRN.FM studios. We're actually on the road in the Notches of New Hampshire in a little ski town, which is basically dead right now because season's over and everybody's moved out. So we're in this apartment complex or townhouse complex where literally, apparently, no one else is here, and so there's plenty of parking. We're at our PR lady's birthday party, and she's great, and so we decided to come up do the show live, and that means that we're around a bunch of Free State Project kind of folks, which means interesting guests that we can pull down to have on the show with us. But we were just going to talk to Kyle a moment ago, and we got to him right before the break, and we're going to get back to Kyle. He's got a question about, because we have somebody who knows way more about Bitcoins than we do actually sitting in the studio with us. But first,
yeah, speaking of MountGox.com, there will probably be some people that are very familiar with MountGox.com at Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments. That is a conference that's going on that's going to concentrate on Bitcoins. It's going to be in San Jose, California, May 17th through the 19th. We're going to be there broadcasting live in our first West Coast remote. We're actually checking out some of the equipment tonight. It's one of the reasons for this remote broadcast that we're doing. Experts from all over the Bitcoin sphere, whether it's Coinbase or Trade Hill, Nerd Tribe, Facebook, BitInstant, BitPay, lots and lots of folks, and there's going to be opportunity for education and networking opportunities and, you know, the sort of things that the bold are able to seize out of these moments. I think that Bitcoin is really, this is the year. 2013 is the year of the Bitcoin. So go to Bitcoin2013.com, sign up for the conference, and see us there. Bitcoin2013.com.
Fine idea. Josh Harvey is with us here tonight. Josh, you going to Bitcoin 2013?
Absolutely. Actually, our company, Lama Su, is going to have an exhibition there. And
awesome.
We should be showing off our working prototype of our Bitcoin machine.
The Bitcoin ATM, as it has been called?
Exactly. There's a little bit of confusion because there's some other projects out there.
You're not the only person.
We're not the only ones doing this kind of Bitcoin ATM.
But yours is the only one that I've actually used, and it's pretty cool. So that'll be, I'm sure, very exciting for people who are attending Bitcoin 2013 to actually get the chance to feed cash into a machine and get Bitcoins into their Bitcoin account as a result.
It's pretty
great. So let's get to Kyle, though. He had some questions, or a question, specifically regarding Mt. Gox. And Mt. Gox, Bitcoins are decentralized currency. It's a currency, and it's also a financial transaction system that's kind of taking the world by storm. Current price, I think, is like $130, $130 per Bitcoin, the most valuable currency in the world. And so a lot of people have questions, and apparently, Kyle, you were wondering about Mt. Gox, which is one of the kind of exchange sites for Bitcoins, where people can trade dollars and get Bitcoins and so forth.
MtGox.com.
MtGox, thank you. And you said there was an announcement about other competing forms of digital currency?
Yeah, it was like kind of an official announcement, I guess, that they had posted like a PDF with it briefly mentioning it, and they were talking about their EDOS specs that they've been getting a lot of lately. And I guess it was mentioned, and they've added to their API Litecoin and Namecoin. I was wondering what you guys thought about that.
Now, I remember hearing news about this kind of through the rumor mill a few weeks ago. Is this old news? Like, is this what you're referring to, something that happened weeks ago, or is there something fresh?
They said basically the same thing, but they reset it, I guess, and it's more official this time around.
Have you heard anything about this, Josh Harvey?
Yeah, actually, I've seen they did have a press release in the last couple of days.
Oh, really?
About Litecoin.
Yeah.
And somebody asked the head of Mt. Gox that question, and he said, yes, we are planning to launch Litecoin on the exchange, and they were going to do it earlier, but then they ran into the DDoS problems that they were running into.
So people have been attacking their website, and they've been having a difficult time providing service recently, as I understand it.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
So now they're talking about expanding the website to include not just Bitcoin, but also Litecoin. Now, you said Namecoin, Kyle, which is another. There's several of these competing currencies. There's probably at least seven or eight that I've seen, maybe even more than that, that are available through different exchanges. But MtGox.com is kind of the big granddaddy exchange, and they've only done Bitcoin up until this point. So has there been a shoot up in the price of the Litecoin as a result of this announcement?
It's gone up big. I kind of wish I didn't pull it out when I did. So I do day trading as well with all coins. And it was, oh my God, a huge spike happened when it was announced. It shot up from like $3 up to $4.50 in a heartbeat.
So, wow. Now, it has been that high before, and then it's come back down. So it's kind of fun to watch some of these things. And I have to say that if, you know, MtGox.com does take on any other alternative coins, it's certainly going to give them a boost of publicity to some extent.
What I think is interesting about these currencies for the sort of the average individual is I bet a lot of people have sort of wondered, why isn't there an international currency? Why isn't there a currency that isn't attached to some particular country that people can do business with online and, you know, anywhere, but I mean, online's a really incredible communication tool between countries. And these currencies really fulfill that. They're not attached to any particular government. You don't have any irresponsible people just printing these things whenever they want to fight a war or anything like that. There's a specific amount of them, and so prices, prices fluctuate differently because they're what they call a commodity currency.
Yeah. Not only that, you have, with the payment systems you have now, they're so inefficient and they require so much work from the user filling in billing addresses and all this information every time you want to pay for something with the internet. And then when you see Bitcoin, if you want to pay for something with Bitcoin, you don't put in any information. You just whip out your phone, You scan that code and you send it and you're done.
I did it today at the expo on the seacoast. I had a copy of Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. One of the guys wanted to buy it for Bitcoin. I said, sure. Pulled out my phone, hit the receive button on the blockchain.info app, typed in the amount of U.S. dollars that I wanted to get for this DVD, and then it converts that automatically to what that current price is in Bitcoin. He scans the QR code and, you know, within moments,
they're sent.
Transaction was done.
Yeah.
So, Kyle, anything else you wanted to share tonight?
Just one last quick little thing. I was talking to a couple of my friends a few days ago trying to explain Bitcoin to them, and they kind of looked at me like I had something growing out of my forehead. I think like a little pamphlet.
Connection, and sometimes things drop out. In fact, I know we've had a few of them on our side as well. What did you say there?
I think like a simplified like pamphlet for the average Joe. You know, because like when I try and explain it to somebody, they just look at me like I'm stupid. Mm-hmm. And
it's a tough concept. I mean, out of the box, first explanation, it's going to be tough for I think anybody to get a grasp on. But that's a good question, Josh. Do you know of any actual physical pamphlets that people could get?
Yeah, actually, we printed out some of those that we've been giving out. And one of the problems is as soon as you print it, like a month later, it becomes obsolete because the technology is moving that fast. So I don't really even feel that great about giving out pamphlets that I printed out 3 months ago. But we have some of those, and I know people are working on those all the time, and that's something that it's one, it's the question of the pamphlet itself, and then just how to express this stuff really easily to the average person.
I like calling it an international currency because it transcends national boundaries very easily. And, all these people understand that some countries are more irresponsible with their money than others. And so this whole international thing, they can get that. It's an international currency that you keep on your laptop or cell phone.
And I agree. I think people should stay away from using even terms like virtual currency because there's nothing really virtual about it.
There's
no more
products,
virtual.
Real products, real services being bought with this.
It's no more virtual than a dollar just because it's digital. It's a digital currency, but it's not virtual.
Right. There isn't a green floppy piece of paper to represent every U.S. dollar that's in existence in people's bank accounts and, stock market and
only
all this
fraction.
Stuff.
Only a fraction.
A small fraction. So these little pieces of paper are just a representation of a dollar. Maybe it used to be that these pieces of paper represented every dollar in circulation. It didn't. But now, it's just not that way anymore. They're just representations of a digital currency. So there's really no point to talk about a virtual currency anymore. They're all virtual.
All right, 855, 450, free. Josh Harvey, do you want to stick for another segment or get back to the party? It's up to you. He's going to stick. All right, so because I knew we got at least one more call. Kyle, thanks for the call tonight. We have at least one more Bitcoin question on the line here. 855, 450, free. If you've got a Bitcoin question, we've got an expert. It's Free Talk Live.
Guys, you've heard about Ageless Male, the natural supplement that helps boost testosterone levels within normal, healthy ranges. But now, the best testosterone product is even better. New and improved Ageless Male can help you feel more like you used to in your active life and in your romantic life. Because our upgraded formula has been clinically shown to increase your drive, desire, and performance. That's right, guys. Ageless Male has been clinically shown to boost performance. Cancel your plans this weekend. You're staying in. If you're ready to recapture the drive from your youth, now is the time to try Ageless Male, because it's available risk-free. But you must call now. Just call 1-800-719-2640. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-719-2640. That's 1-800-719-2640. 1-800-719-2640.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you'd like, live Saturday edition of the program, doing a special Saturday edition for a special lady, our PR lady. She's having herself a birthday party, and so we're here actually broadcasting live with a couple dozen great folks, who many of whom are associated directly with the Free State Project. Josh Harvey is one of those early movers, if I'm not mistaken, for the Free State Project, correct?
Well, I don't know about early. I think I arrived here about a year and a half ago.
Well, technically, anybody who moves before the 20,000 mark has been reached is considered an early mover. So you may not be the earliest of early movers, but you're still before the goal has been eclipsed. And the Free State Project, for those that don't know, is a project that is designed to recruit 20,000 liberty-oriented people, many of whom happen to be very technically oriented in the tech industry, for instance, to the same place. And I think that's because tech people tend to be a little bit more mobile. They can work from remote locations, things like that. It might be a little easier to make a move like that if you're going across the country, or in your case, internationally. I believe you moved to move here to New Hampshire. So go to freestateproject.org if you would like to learn more about the Free State Project. Again, that's freestateproject.org. We're talking about Bitcoins, though, because Josh Harvey, you're working. You're one of the people behind one of the Bitcoin machine projects where you can feed money into a machine, and the machine will give you Bitcoins. And we actually had another call about Bitcoins, but first, how do you get them, Mark?
Well, one of the ways to get, one of the many ways to get Bitcoins is through bitinstant.com. And they make it easy for you to acquire Bitcoins. They've got more than a million, you can go to more than a million locations around the world, including your computer at home, and acquire Bitcoins. All you have to do is go to bitinstant.com, select how you want to fund your account. So maybe you want to go use MoneyGram at the local Walmart or CVS or whatever. They can, then you just let them know where your account is. So maybe it's on your laptop, or maybe you're using one of the online wallets at mtgox.com that we were just mentioning. and then make the deposit. Just go to, say, the CVS store, make the deposit. It'll likely be in your account before you get back home. Bitinstant.com.
All right, so let's go back to the phones here. Josh Harvey, Bitcoin guru, is here with us. I mean, Mark and I know a thing or two about Bitcoin. Certainly, we're somewhat well-versed in it, but you actually do more on the technical side of Bitcoin. So we're going to bring Frank on here, who is on the line listening in Mississippi to XM's Extreme Talk. Hello, Frank.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Doing great, Frank. What's on your mind tonight? Hey.
Man, guys, I love y'all's show. I'm a truck driver, so I listen to y'all every day.
Thank you for your excellence, sir.
Yeah, man, y'all just kind of answered my question. I was just going to, because I haven't heard anybody talk about the actual Bitcoins themselves, so I thought it was just an online, you know, kind of transaction deal. I didn't know there was actual Bitcoins, you know.
How do you answer that, Josh Harvey?
Well, you might be referring to actual physical Bitcoins that you can hold in your hand. I don't know if that's what you were referring to.
That is. It is.
Yeah. So the truth is that the idea behind Bitcoin is that it is an entirely online currency. There are kind of physical Bitcoins that just look like regular coins that
like,
you can
like
get.
Like tokens for video games or something like that.
Right. But they actually do hold actual Bitcoin value because they have a code embedded in them behind a hologram. And some of these are actually worth more than the actual Bitcoins they represent because they have collector value.
Numismatic value. Sure.
Exactly. So
but that's true with any kind of currency.
That's,
right?
That's how interesting this phenomenon is.
Mm-hmm.
So if you really, I believe Ron Paul said a few days ago that he's not sure about Bitcoins because he can't put them in his pocket. Well, now he can.
Someone needs to show
him
the physical Bitcoin.
He's been able to. But I'm going to forgive all the septuagenarians that don't understand Bitcoin simply because, it's a new technology. They probably didn't have an email account in the first 3 years of the Internet either.
Right.
So, Frank, the idea being that this physical Bitcoin is a physical representation of an online Bitcoin, but ultimately the Bitcoins are an online currency that so the physical Bitcoin is just, you can actually redeem the physical Bitcoin into an online wallet, and then the physical Bitcoin is essentially empty at that point.
Okay. Yeah, so, I listen to you guys every day, and of course I hear a lot of other talk shows, and they're kind of skeptical,
Hold on. Other talk shows are actually talking about Bitcoin? That's good to know. I didn't realize that.
Yeah. I listen. Like I said, I'm a truck driver, so I listen all day long. And, yeah, actually other talk shows are talking about it. And, like I said, some are skeptical and some kind of talk good about it. So, you know.
I'm cautiously optimistic is the way I describe myself on Bitcoins.
You've laid in some cash into Bitcoin.
And I'm optimistic, okay. but I'm not going to tell anybody, look, this is a surefire thing. It's going to the moon. People get on board.
No.
I think it is because I went in real heavy on Bitcoins, but that's just me. That's me speculating. I'm not going
to go to zero tomorrow.
I'm going to be a bit more cavalier with my own money than I'm going to be with my listeners' money, but I do think it's going upwards. And, you know, the time to get on board isn't when the experts all say it's a good idea. It's already hit the top floor then. The time to get on board is when the experts are skeptical.
Frank, any other thoughts you want to share tonight?
Well, I was just, like I said, I'm pretty skeptical about everything that's going on anyway, especially, with our economy and everything. So I was trying to get a little more information, and I'm going to do a little more homework. And maybe
it's a fine idea. In fact, I recommend you start over at weusecoins.com. It's a good website with some basic concepts that will get you hooked on the idea, I think, of Bitcoin and really help grasp it. Weusecoins.com, and thank you, by the way, Frank, for your call tonight. Okay. Certainly appreciate hearing from you.
Yeah.
You know, this isn't a financial investment show. What the hell do those people know anyway? I think that one thing you know for sure you can count on is that the government's going to continue debasing its currency. So anything that you can have that's aside from the government's currency, I think is a good thing. Silver, gold, Bitcoin, all three of these things, to me, are good alternatives to this fiat government-forced money system that we've been handed down.
Sure, and it's easy to get gold and silver. You can go to gold.freetalklive.com and get them. But it's a little harder to get a hold of Bitcoins because it's still much newer. Gold and silver, 6,000 years old as far as currency goes. But Bitcoin? Not nearly that old. So bitinstant.com is the place to go to get them.
Josh Harvey is with us. He's one of the guys behind one of the Bitcoin ATM projects going on, which you'll be able to experience a prototype version of this at Bitcoin 2013. Is there a website that you would point people to where they could learn more about what you guys are up to?
Yeah, right now we have a website called lamasubtc.com.
I'm going to have to spell that twice.
So I will spell it twice. LamasubTC.com. So that's one word, LamasubTC.com.
And what does that mean, Lamassu?
Lamassu is actually a mythical beast from Mesopotamian lore.
So and this is like that Persian winged thing
it's
with a human head.
It's actually a winged bull with a human head, like an Assyrian human head. And
gotcha.
The interesting thing about this beast is they would use it as a guardian of the city's property, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So they'd put two of these massive sculptures at the entrance, at the gateway to their Mesopotamian cities, and it would kind of guard the private property of the people inside. So,
Lamassu, and then BTC is the
Bitcoin.
Yeah, Bitcoin.
That's an acronym for Bitcoin.
Let's continue with some more phone calls with your thoughts. You can bring up anything you want as well, by the way. Justin, listening in Virginia Beach to WNIS. Hey, Justin.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
What's on your mind?
Hey, I was calling in letting you know, the festival thing in Virginia Beach, we have a major festival. It's called the Pungo Strawberry Festival.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an open carry concealed. They celebrate the harvesting of the strawberries here.
Cool.
And in over 26 years, there's never been a problem. There's never been any problems with threats or, violence, but it's an open carry festival. And I think that if more festivals were apt to open carry, I think we would have a little bit less violence at these major festivals. I know
you'd think of some of the lawmakers out there, the way they talk about guns, that if there was an open carry festival somewhere in the United States, that this place must be where all the gangsters hang out with their Tommy guns strapped over their backs or something. If you listen to the folks coming out of D.C.
Not really. This is more or less a bunch of country folks getting together and celebrating the harvest of the strawberries. And
right.
if you're willing to open carry, like I say, it's just a bunch of country folk getting together, having a good
time.
Cool,
man. Sounds like a good time. And going to one of those strawberry festivals is always fun because, man, they're fresh and delicious.
Strawberry festival in Virginia Beach.
Thanks for the call tonight, Justin. Appreciate hearing from you. And I think that's true anywhere. You've got a large group of people open carrying. I mean, has a gun show ever been robbed in the history of gun shows?
I don't think so.
855.
There's probably been a couple of accidental discharge somewhere.
Hey, Josh Harvey, thanks for coming in, man. Really appreciate seeing you here.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
We're coming up. We're live. It's Saturday night. Free Talk Live.
Are you as excited about Bitcoins as I am? Then you need to be where Free Talk Live's going to be. In San Jose on May 17th through 19th at Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments. You can be in front or behind the wave of change. Bitcoin pioneers from Coinbase, NerdTribe, and Facebook will signal the future for Bitcoins. Education, networking, and opportunities never imagined will be there for the bold. Seize the future. The future of payments. Sign up now. Bitcoin2013.com.
If you don't feel as good as you'd like, or if you're looking to get a jump start on a new, healthier you, Youngevity has your answer. The Healthy Start Pack is antioxidant-rich and beyond compare because you get all 90 essential nutrients and 115 fruits and vegetables. To order your Healthy Start Pack today, call 607-739-5595. Again, that number is 607-739-5595. Once you start taking a Healthy Start Pack, you will see and feel why our motto is 90 for life.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Activision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of Alkavision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at alkavision.com, spelled A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at alkavision.com.